So, ich bin hier auf dem Xbox-Stand. Wir haben einen Termin bei Endstream und wir haben neben uns den Mike, der stellt sich gleich selber vor. Hello Mike,
hi. I'm hiding.
How are you?
Yeah, excellent.
Excellent. First time Gamescom? No.
No. Many, many times at Gamescom.
Okay. Mike, could you introduce yourself a little bit? You are working for Endstream and what's your role? And to the first question, we're coming in a minute.
Of course. I'm Mike. I'm head of studio and I run Endstream. I'm responsible for all its features, how it looks, the team, making sure they're happy. And making sure that Endstream can be the best retro experience for gamers on Xbox.
Okay, we're very interested in Endstream because we know Xbox has some own stuff going on with Endstream. Could you tell us, please, again, what is, for the audience, what was the idea behind Endstream, and how old is Endstream now? The idea because Endstream, and I think Steve was it,
yes,
who's coming over with the idea.
Yes, so Endstream's about 9 years old. And we've been live for about 5 years. And the vision for Endstream was really to build a service that could have every single game on it. So not the latest games, that's for Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo Switch. But once people have finished playing those, we wanted to make a service where you could come back and play those games. Rather than games going and dying away, we wanted to create a place where you could come and play your favorite games again. But also a place where you could experience your favorite games in new ways.
Oh, great, great. And you also have some, I think, the benefits like save games and leadership and boards and something like that. Because how you did, I think it's beyond the questions, but how do you manage to get the games, to get the info of the games? And it's very interesting to get some leaderboard and something, because no, I think some games didn't have it before.
Yeah. Yep, so we do a lot of back engineering, hacking the old games. And we don't just add leaderboards, we add online gameplay for asynchronous multiplayer. We have challenges where we go and hack the challenges, a game like R-Type, and we may say we turn off the fire button so you can't fire. We make a challenge out of that saying you have to last as long as you can without being destroyed. And then we have tournaments. And we've got lots of new features coming in as well that will allow you to do simultaneous multiplayer, but also, and I can't say too much, but different ways of playing these old games. But the way we do it is we have some engineers, they go in, they back engineer or hack the game, and then make it work. And the really cool thing is sometimes we find things in these old games that no one knew about, like hidden characters or levels that were never released. So it's very, very cool.
Oh, it's interesting, really. You have currently 1,300 games plus. That's a lot. But I think it's a whole progress to get new games in. Do you have any idea about how many games you have in a pipeline? Now we are still in hacking phase and development phase.
Yeah. Over 3,000 are currently in. And every single week our team are out there looking for new games. We're working heavily on PlayStation games coming in. I probably shouldn't say this, but we have our Saturn emulator up and running. So again, we're trying to, it's hard to get every single game, but if we try for that, then we can certainly get a lot of the games that people loved.
Oh, cool, really. Also, so the consoles, it was one of my questions. Well, how about other consoles? I know there's some legal things and other things, and I know it's difficult. How long will it take, depending on the game, to get it integrated, hacking and some? Do you know about some, not the worst and the best case, so the average?
It's about a week.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow, okay, but it's quick.
Yeah, we've got some very, very good engineers. Yeah. And they're messing around with assembly and hexadecimal code to get this up and running. But they're very, very smart. But yeah, about a week to get a game with leaderboards and a challenge up and running.
Are there still some developers, or do we have some relationship to ROMs and to the old games and something like that?
Some we do. Some of the games we license are from the people who originally made them and they own their games. We also have brand new games where developers have created new games for old consoles. So we have a whole indie section where these people have created these brand new games, but for the Sega Mega Drive or the Super Nintendo or the Game Boy, and they're also on the platform.
Great. Also wondering, because we have some indies that are still developing something for Game Boy and other things, but it's a few. It's not many, because it's an indie thing. Yeah? And now it's difficult. Are there be some exclusive for N-Streams, maybe? For N-Stream?
Potentially.
Okay, I got it. Okay. you have a partner program already, maybe for some of our audience, we're content creators and everything. Could you tell us something about the partner program and the badges, platinum, gold, and what it is?
Yeah. So our partner program is a way for people that are enthusiasts, influencers, people that love this kind of retro gaming. It gives them a chance to get a back seat on AntStream. And depending on which tier you are, depends on the kind of information you get. But at our very lowest tier, the gold tier, you get access to the new games that are going to be coming out, our new features that are coming out, support with assets from our teams. And then we go all the way up to very big Twitch and YouTube streamers, where we have more in-depth relationships where they even help us with designs that happen in the game and certain games that come to the platform. But we are a gaming service of gamers. And so if you go onto our Discord, even our community choose the type of games they'd like and features they want on there. And then we pass that back to the team and we work on them.
Cool, really. Oh, nice. So yeah, Discord very active in that case. Okay, cool. Nice to hear. Really. The consoles, I saw already you said Saturn, for example. I know you have some games from SNK. What is about the console? Because SNK, Neo Geo, it's some kind of obvious. Is there something coming like Art of Fighting and the other games from SNK? Yeah.
So Art of Fighting, Art of Fighting 2, all the Neo Geo games are on there. Okay. We've got a few more coming along. My hope is that we have all the Neo Geo MVS games on the platform very soon. We're making a big investment in consoles. We've got an N64 game that was never released that we're looking at releasing onto AntStream. And as we go on in the future, we want to bring on PlayStation 2, Xbox, then eventually PS3, Xbox 360. And again, as we move forward, we add more consoles. So by the time we're on Xbox 37 and PlayStation 8, we'll be streaming PlayStation 4 games and Xbox Series X games on the service. Again, we want to be here for everyone that loved their games and still want to play them.
Wow, great. For the technical perspective, is it different from streaming a game for the old 580p or something and to have some 4K games if we're running? Is there some difference between the technique or is it for it?
There is. So for us at the moment, we use CPU only. We don't need to use GPU. Okay. So that means our costs are very cheap, which at the moment, cloud gaming is one of the challenges for companies. Also, our latency is very, very good. So compared to even Xbox, we're faster. Again, because we're using CPU, it's a less strain and less things to go wrong for us. So at the moment, CPU, but when we move to kind of Xbox and PlayStation 2, GameCube era, that's GPU, and then it will change slightly. But the tech would have moved on a lot by that time. And so again, our hope is that we keep our latency. At the moment, it takes us about 2 seconds to boot up a game. So it's nice and fast for gamers.
It's kind of faster rest on a RetroPie.
Yeah.
It really is. It? So two seconds is very quick. So, you are on Xbox and PC concurrently. So PC primarily, then it's coming to Xbox. Are there any other services in planning? So like on Nintendo, for example, or something like that?
Yeah, so we're currently on Mac, Linux, Android, mobile, PC, Xbox, Nvidia Shield, Epic Store, Atari AVS, and another store. We're on a lot, but yes, again, our goal is to bring these games to everyone. It's not an exclusive service. We are out on Xbox first in the big consoles. They've given us a huge amount of support. And you know, we're big fans of Xbox as well, but we are in talks with all the big publishers, yes.
That's cool. I love Xbox for the Move because they are not some kind of closed. Mm. If you want to evolve yourself, don't do it. Other studios will, I think, not be so kind to you like that. No, it's exclusive for us. You don't have to do something in the next 3 years, something like that. Yeah. If it's cool to get the support for yeah. that. So, personally, last question for me. If you see the current situation, also the evolving, like in the past 9 years, you said, where do you personally see Endstream in 5 years?
In 5 years? It's a good question. So I think as an industry, we're moving closer to streaming anyway. It's natural, films do it, music do it. And if you look at how the games industry and the community adopt technology, we are fast adopters as gamers. We were the first to move to digital products while movies and films were still selling physical. So I think the games industry will start to see streaming as a way of being convenient. And at that point, I think Antstream will have a bigger audience and a bigger community there. And my hope is by the time, you know, we get to 5 years, we've got a huge catalog with hundreds of different ways of playing these games and a massive, passionate gaming community with us.
I wish it to you for you. And also the kind of, what do you like to play based on your current, because if you have a library of 5,000 games, you don't know what to play now. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the game, for example, yeah, Netflix is some kind of Netflix. What do you want to watch? I don't have no clue today.
Yeah,
I wish you get the library full as hell. Yeah, really. Yeah. But I think also there's some help for the guidance, some history. Yeah. Oh, really cool.
So we have at the end of this year, we've got a big update coming out. We've completely built Antstream from the ground up. And it comes with a lot of discovery features, something like the Daily Mix, where you'll be given 5 different games and different challenges to participate in. And it's a way of showing you games that you may not know about and games that have surfaced. And we're also putting in some cool AI that will look at the sort of games you play and then make recommendations to you. And then we have tournaments where we'll find games that perhaps don't get played much but are excellent, and you'll be able to participate in those tournaments and discover new games that you didn't know. And that's what I found with Antstream, is there are games that I now love that I had no idea ever existed.
Oh, cool, yeah. That's some kind of me, because all the import games, you don't know them anything. They never released in Germany, maybe other name, NTC versions, for example, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Mike, for your time. Thank you, much appreciated. And hope to see you soon and to hear about, to have Endstream in our ecosystem for the next 50 years.
Thank you. Have a good Gamescom.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
Dankeschön. Damit zurück zu Chris.